Today is the 14th of June, 2022. It's Tuesday, almost noon here in Pineville, and Mark is going to be working. We're going to continue in our Bible study in Philippians, the third chapter. Today we're going to be covering verses 6 through 11. And I've asked Mark to read those verses for me. Mark, could you read Philippians chapter 3, verses 6 through 11?
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church.
You're going to have to read louder, Mark.
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, testing righteousness, which is the law of grace. What things are gained to me? Gain to me those I can't along with Christ. Yet doubtless I can't only thank the loss, for instance, the bounty of Christ is my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss, for the end of the death of the benefit of Christ. The benefit of him I have not invited to switch the form of the righteousness of the Christ. Righteousness was endowed by great contemplation and power of the Lord.
Well, I don't know if you all heard that or not, but anyway, last time we talked about the fact that in the fifth verse there that Paul was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew. The Hebrew is touching the law of Pharisee. And we talked about why Paul was so adamant against those who were trying to bring people back under the old law service. And he continues in this particular these particular verses 6 through 11, where he says in verse 6 concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. And so we can look in the Acts, the 22nd chapter, it says that he says, I am verily a man which am a Jew. I'm reading in Acts 22:3. Born in Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous towards God as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, finding and delivering into prison both men and women. So here he's confessing about what he did in opposition to the Church of Christ. Mark, read verse 7 again. Read verse 7 again. Okay. So he says that all of that was not relevant at all to the gospel. In fact, in the next verse, he says, in verse 8, read that for us.
Read that for us. I can't all think the law of Christ is my Lord. You might have suffered the loss of all things
You know, he now rejects all of his upbringing, all of his teachings under Gamaliel. He counts it all but dumb. And I can say the same thing about my secular education. I don't hold my bachelor's degree from the University of Kansas with a major in psychology in high esteem at all. I count it but dumb. And anyone that holds on to their secular education, I have questions about. to be honest with you. And in verse 9, he says, what mark does he say in verse 9? Verse 9. Well, we see in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter and 11th verse, it says, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. This is what Paul is talking about. He came to discover that Jesus Christ died for his sins according to the scriptures. He did not say that he died for the sins of the whole world, because he says, the prophet Isaiah says, my righteous servant shall justify many, not all. And he also says that that he be found in him not having his own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is by God, by faith. When Martin Luther was a Catholic priest, he was studying the scriptures and he ran across this verse in Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We live by faith. We do not live by the law of the old ceremonial law. We're under a new and better covenant. We're under the covenant of the crucified one and the resurrected one and the one who's seated on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. He says in verse 10, read that, Mark.
Know him, the power of the resurrection, fellowship of sufferings. You made the full one with death.
That I may know him. In the power of his resurrection, Paul said that if Christ was not raised, we would be yet in our sins. It takes a lot of power to raise yourself from the dead, don't you think? And he says in verse 11, read that one, Mark.
By means I might attain the dead.
If Jesus Christ rose from the dead, then also we have hope that we will be raised incorruptible, undefiled, to a place that's reserved in heaven for us who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last times. And so that's pretty much, that covers these five verses today that we studied in Philippians 3, 11 through 6 through 11. I hope that has been a blessing to you, and realize that by grace are we saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. God bless.